And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here this morning, and we begin our first Tuesday In Focus of the new year with City Commission, Manhattan City Commission. We have City Manager Ron Fear joining us in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We've also got outgoing Mayor Mike Dodson joining us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
And Mayor Pro Tempore and soon-to-be Mayor Yusha Reddy. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's good to have you all in. Kind of a tradition here at the city of Manhattan, kind of a changing of the guard here today, isn't it?
It is, Brandon. It's one that used to occur in April, and then the legislature changed it a couple times. Actually, Mayor Dodson's had the unique distinction of serving as two mayors, you know, two terms, but certainly two Decembers and as mayor, and that's had some of its certainly unique benefits and fun times for the holiday season, and so we were just chatting about that before we went on air, some of the holiday activities that I've been participating in, and so those are component, but so we've got three new commissioners, one returning commissioner and two new commissioners. Commissioner Linda Morris was the top vote getter in November, and then Mark Hattisall, who has been a previous mayor and commissioner, was the second place vote getter. They both will be serving 4-year terms, and then Aaron Estabrook received the 2-year term, and so they'll be sworn in tonight a little bit into the meeting. So we've got the current commission that will take care of some business. Mayor's got a proclamation as well as public comments, commissioner comments, and then there's some old business to take care of, approving the minutes of the previous meeting, which was on December 17th, and then also the claims register, and then there's a consent assignment for the community house. The original developer of Switchgrass Development has formed a specific LLC company called Community House LLC. The original agreement with them, you might recall that the commission agreed to sell the community house, developer's going to put about $3 million in renovations into the historic facility, has to maintain the historic features of the facility and preserve it, and is going to make it a really neat mixed-use facility with apartments, offices, and some event space or special use space. So that's really the kind of that their extent of the business meeting for the current commission, and then we'll go into reorganization, and that really stems for the mayor making some outgoing comments. The city clerk, Brenda Wolf, will administer the oath of office to the new commissioners and then call for the nomination of the new mayor. And in our form of government and our tradition has the mayor's elected from within the commission, and that the tradition has been that the if you've won the election or how you finished in a previous election and received a 4-year term, you're going to be mayor, and it's kind of in the rank that you finish. So Yusha finished first in her reelection, and so she'll be mayor. And then Commissioner Butler is in line to become mayor pro tem. And, you know, there's nothing set in stone that that has to happen, but it's been an honored tradition, and the commission has honored that. And so we'll go through that we'll have some thank yous for Mayor Dodson and Commissioner Jared McKee for their service to the city. And then we'll have some comments from Mayor Reddy. And then we'll have a short meeting.
Okay. Well, kind of, I know we had you in last week, Mayor Dodson, but just kind of your final thoughts here as you get set to go in one more time here for a city commission meeting.
Yeah, as Ron pointed out, we'll have the first part of the meeting, and that'll be kind of the agenda that we'll preside over. Then we'll do the switch, and then Mayor Reddy will take over. And, you know, we've done this in Manhattan, I don't know, maybe 100 times in our history. So this will be no different, and life continues. So I think the thing that all of us have recognized on the commission is that all of who's gone before have contributed something, you know, and we have to thank all of those who have gone before for setting up Manhattan in such a great way. We've got a lot to be thankful for here, a lot of potential for the city remains, and we thank those who have already taken some big steps. I'd just cite some of the things that you look around Manhattan and you see and you're very proud of, which is the great downtown that we have, some of the things that are happening in Aggieville, the airport, some of the great highway projects that link us to I-70 yet keep us remote, great things happening in the school, great progress at KSU and the foundation, and partnerships with Fort Riley and KSU. So I have a great hope for Manhattan, and you know we're going to have some bumps along the road. We already know that. Going to be some tough times. We're in a little bit of a flat spot now, but I have every confidence we'll just work through that and find a way to get even better.
All right, Ms. Reddy, what are you looking forward to here in the new year?
Right, and I think you know Mayor Dotson is absolutely right. I think one of the best things about local government is, even though we might have different political affiliations and such, I think we come together as a unit to do what's in the best interest of the community. And I think that's what I see. Our strength is actually in our differences, because we like that constant discourse that we have. We don't always agree, but we always have the right type of conversation to make sure we've considered every option possible. And I think that's the beauty of the City Commission, especially in Manhattan. Wherever I go throughout the state, people are envious and always looking for ideas and how we are making Manhattan be the place that it is right now. So I look forward to more of that, and I do look forward to working with the incoming commissioners, Mark Hattasall, as well as Aaron Estabrook. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting year, but it's worthwhile to be living in Manhattan in this time of day.
Now, you're in a unique position right now because you're also running another campaign. You're running for Senate.
Right, right. And, you know, it's unique in the sense that I'm just taking whatever I'm doing at the local level and elevating it to a federal level for the state of Kansas, because every policy decision or any decisions we make are quite impacted by the way resources are utilized at the state level and the federal level. So that's where our sales tax or property tax or any kind of revenue sources we're talking about are often impacted by those agencies. And we work well with the school district, with Fort Riley, as well as Kansas State University, and their budgets are also impacted by the federal and state governments. So what I'm hearing throughout Kansas is what we're feeling in the city of Manhattan. And what's unique to Manhattan is also our mental health piece. We have put in a huge investment, not only in our city staff and county staff, but monetarily and making it a priority. And I sense that throughout the state of Kansas. So I'm hearing what I hear in all of Kansas, what we're doing right in Manhattan and where we can improve at the same time.
I'll give you some great perspective maybe to bring back here to the city government, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Manhattan City Commission on In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.